22 of Psalms, because in 22 of Psalms, David is going to tell you everything that the Christians say happened to Jesus. David is going to say right here, they casted lots for my garments, they pierced me in my hands and my feet, dogs roamed around, the whole crucifixion is right here. Christians say this is about Jesus. David never wrote about a Jesus. The only prophets to write about the Messiah coming was who? Jeremiah and Daniel. Of course, Isaiah, but he wrote about his son, Emmanuel. But this text here, in the second chapter, let's go back and confirm something first. Let's go to Psalms 2 first, so we can see how David is referred to as a Messiah, and how they speak about people plotting against him. When they use the word in verse 2, anointed, the word anointed is the Hebrew word meshech, or the Arabic word Messiah, or the English word Messiah, or the translated from the Greek to the Latin, anointed one. So here when they're speaking about David, and it says, why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the who?
His anointed one.
The Lord, and against his anointed,
same.
Meaning his Messiah. This verse is about David. Mm-hmm. Now watch what it says. Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away the cords from us. Let's free ourselves from them. This is Israel talking. Read on.
He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision.
Derision, that's right. They'll be all divided up.
Derision, correct. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure.
Then Allah is going to drop a wrath on them for some reason. It tells you. Go ahead.
Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill.
Now David is called the king, and he's up on Mount Zion. That holy hill is called Mount Zion, which is nothing but a Greek word that means Jerusalem, the new city of peace, of Salam, peace. You follow that?
Uh-huh.
So now, not Jesus is up on the mountain, but David is the king on this Mount Zion. Christians act like the only person is going to ascend to Mount Zion with a righteous following is Christ. But the Bible says,